You're listening to SBS News.
30-year-old Fei Yu arrived in Canberra from China in 2009 to study nutrition at the University of Canberra. It was a major culture shock trying to adjust to life in a new country with no family and limited English.
Yeah, that first 3 or 4 months, I've been really feel really depressed, a really low mood, and I actually found I don't know who can actually help me. So it's really, low time for me.
She says she got involved in university life and took steps to improve her English to better fit in. Ms. Yu says many of her fellow international students often became withdrawn and isolated as the pressures of their new life became too much. She says many didn't seek help or support.
As a Chinese, we're usually being really shy. We don't really want to speak out our problems or issues. Not to mention to go to, sometimes psychologists for the mental problems.
And a Victorian coroner has found there is a reluctance by international students to seek support for mental health issues. It follows an investigation into the death of a 24-year-old Chinese student, Zhi Kai Lu, who took his own life in 2016. In her findings, coroner Audrey Jamieson said his sister had stated he had trouble with his studies and the English language, and consequently his mental health state deteriorated, and she encouraged him to seek assistance from a counsellor, but he did not do so. Monash University sociologist Dr. Helen Forbes-Mewitt says it's common for international students not to seek out help for mental health issues.
Some of them do come from a very different culture where it is not actually recognised as a health issue. And so therefore it's very difficult for them to think of it along the same terms as what we do.
The report also concluded that between 2009 and 2015, there were 27 international student suicide deaths. Of those, only 22% sought help through a mental health service in the 6 weeks before their death, compared to 57% of Australian-born student suicide deaths. But Dr. Forbes-Mewitt says it shouldn't just be up to universities to provide improved access to mental health support.
I think the responsibility also lies with universities, home and host governments, families, and the students themselves into realising how difficult and challenging taking an international education can be, and be aware of those challenges.
Beyond Blues, Dr. Grant Blaschke says seeking out a health professional when first arriving in the country can also be beneficial.
To me, it's really a call for these young students to link in with healthcare providers, even when they're well, so that they've got a link into the network and our terrific mental health services in Australia if the wheels start to fall off and they're having a hard time.
The coroner has also called for universities and other educational institutions to be forced to notify the coroner of any death of an international student. Gloria Claish, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.